For months now, years even, we've been building to this moment.
I want to go to Brussels, I want to achieve the negotiation.
The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has long told us that his ideal is to fix up a new relationship with Europe and then to remain as part of the EU.
I'm going to fight so hard in this renegotiation so we can get a better deal.
And now, finally, we know what his vision for a new deal with Europe looks like. Yes, Mr. Cameron fired off a letter setting out four main goals. Here's a copy, 6 pages long. His objectives are these. Number one,
protection of the single market for Britain and other non-euro countries.
Number two,
boosting competitiveness by setting a target for the reduction of the burden of red tape.
Number three,
exempting Britain from ever closer union and bolstering national parliaments.
And number four,
restricting EU migrants' access to in-work benefits such as tax credits.
So, finally, we see the Prime Minister's hand, his European menu for renegotiation.
Is that it?
After the long build-up to this moment, some Eurosceptic backbench Conservative MPs were not impressed, including Bernard Jenkin.
Is that it? Is that the sum total of the government's position in this renegotiation?
Oh dear. Mr. Jenkin, with his...
Is that it?
Comment summed up what a number of Eurosceptics and commentators have said about Mr. Cameron's demands. For them, it's just not enough. Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg wants more.
It needs to do more. It needs to have a full list of powers that will be restored to the United Kingdom and to this Parliament, not vacuously to Parliaments plural.
Despite the inevitable criticism...
Is that it?
There's no doubt that the Prime Minister's goals will gain much popular support. Perhaps, most of all, this one.
We've proposed that people coming to Britain from the EU must live here and contribute for 4 years before they qualify for in-work benefits or social housing, and that we should end the practice of sending child benefit overseas.
However, even on that, some people have a sense of...
Is that it?
Because he also said...
Now, I understand how difficult some of these welfare issues are for other member states, and I'm open to different ways of dealing with this issue.
And that has prompted some to say that he's caving in before he's even begun negotiating. Now, the Prime Minister has got a battle on his hands to get what he wants.
The European Union is not a cherry-picking event.
As 27 other member states have to agree on it. He does have plenty of support.
There are lots of things that other EU countries will agree with, so I think the Prime Minister's right to push for these four areas.
Although, along the way, he'll also have to deal with those who say...
Is that it?